tomorrow.
And have you ever thought, have you thought about getting the gas out of your house? A lot of people have, talking about moving to 100% electricity, moving towards a future of 100% renewables. Well, new homes in the and businesses in the ACT are no longer allowed to install gas connections at all. This rule came into effect on the 1st of January, and in just over 20 years, 2045, the Australian Capital Territory gas supply network will switch off for goods. About two-thirds of Canberra's homes use gas for heating, cooking and water systems, and the government has said it's the only way the ACT will reach its target of eliminating greenhouse gas emissions. Tim Buckley is Director of Climate Energy Finance and joins me now to explain this transition and how it compares to how we're doing here. Hello there, Tim.
Good afternoon, Lindsay.
Hello there. So, look, looking at the cost of gas in the ACT, over the last two decades to 2020, gas costs for the ACT households doubled. Were Canberrans already starting to move away from gas?
Yes, I think they clearly have been, and the momentum globally is building. And in part, this is coming from a campaign to rectify what's probably 20, 30, 40 years of what I'd argue is fact-free advertising by the methane gas industry. I mean, they've absolutely imprimatured on our memories. Gas is good, natural gas cooking, that's the best way to cook. They've been advertising this, selling misinformation to the public of Australia and the world for decades. And I mean, I think a lot of this comes back to a new study, which was peer-reviewed research reported in the International Journal for Environmental Research and Public Affairs, that concluded that more than 12% of current childhood asthma cases in the US are attributed specifically to methane gas stove use in the home. So it's a massive health cost that the fossil fuel industry has imposed on all of us. They've conned us, and it's about time that our governments actually look after us.
Is this why in America at the moment some of the more tabloid news shows, Fox News and the like, are talking about Joe Biden ripping gas ovens out of people's homes?
Well, it was actually Biden got dragged into it. The US Consumer Product Safety Commission announced that they were going to act on the back of that peer-reviewed international research showing that the cost of health cost on American consumers is extreme and growing. And so they actually proposed regulating the use of gas, methane gas stoves in the US, regulating it. And they were acknowledging the massive fine particulate pollution, the carbon monoxide, the nitrogen dioxide. I'm no, I'm a finance analyst, not a doctor, but I was speaking to two of Australia's top doctors last week, and they were saying they totally agree with this study. They say they see the impact on asthma in our children all the time. Anyway, so the US Consumer Product Safety Commission came in with a ruling saying they were contemplating regulating. Within seconds, the Republicans were jumping on the back of the American Petroleum Institute's saying that this was just an unfair erosion of freedom of speech in America. How dare the Consumer Products Safety Commission protect consumers? The fossil fuel industry has every right to kill Americans. And so President Biden backed down within 2 days. But the Republicans, I mean, we know what they're like. They're just absolutely at the beck and call of the fossil fuel industry. And Biden got smashed by it within 2 days.
What's weirder to see is all of the Republican leaning or even the far right people on social media posting photos of themselves with all of their gas burners on in their homes in the middle of winter, you know, in the US, which is a strange way to, in inverted commas, own the libs. But let's move back to Australia, where we are now, and I guess to how this is going to happen in the ACT, a gradual and gentle phase out of gas. That's what Chief Minister of the ACT, Andrew Barr, has said. How is it going to work? I mean, we have heard here in New South Wales, people who want to get rid of their gas meter and their supply pipes costs close to $1,000 or more. How is it going to work for homes in the ACT?
Yeah, the way you've said it, it's really important. Let's stop putting more bad stuff in the ground. Let's not force consumers to have a gas connection. At the end of the day, if I have my preference, I want to electrify everything. And so we've seen Dr. Saul Griffiths really pushing the electrify everything roadmap. And we've seen Chris Bowen, Federal Energy Minister, committing to doing that as part of the pushback on the gouging by the foreign fossil fuel gas cartel as they've extracted a 500% increase in gas prices from our domestic industry using our gas. I mean, it's obscene the way they've done it. So we've seen Chris Bowen really embrace this opportunity. It's been Canberra's leading the charge. They've got a new policy, as you said, August last year, Powering Canberra, Our Pathway to Electrification Roadmap. And it's all about initially, let's stop, when you know you're in a hole, stop digging. Let's stop forcing new households to incorporate gas connections. But if you just think about it from my perspective, I'm a finance analyst, I have to pay for two connections, one for gas, one for electricity. I can halve my connection costs annually, and each one of those connection costs, thousands of dollars per year, locked in for the entire time I'll own a house for the rest of my life. If I can get rid of one of those two, I can halve my connection costs. You electrify everything. You can then actually also stop your weekly trip to your petrol station. So you can use your solar rooftop and your battery and your electric vehicle and your ground heat pump and your induction stove and your solar hot water heating system. In other words, you can reduce your electricity bill, your energy bill, should I say, by thousands of dollars. Victoria estimates upwards of $2,500 a year savings once you electrify everything, put in solar with batteries, and then on top of that, you save another couple of $1,000 a year on your petrol bill. So there's a huge financial imperative, but what we've got to acknowledge, there's a massive cost. We collectively have invested billions, tens of billions of dollars building all these gas pipelines throughout the country. Whether we like it or not, they're there. They're a social cost. And so the first thing is stop building new ones and then phase out the existing ones over time. So ACT has said they'll phase it out entirely by 2045. So that gives the gas industry another 23 years to gouge us. And then by then, Canberra will be free of the gas connection in their homes.
Does the ACT have an infrastructure that can deal with the transition? We were speaking to a university